This call is being recorded.
I am Archangel Michael. Yes, I led the remainder of this meditation. Because it is important for you, each one of you, to know and understand who you are and where you are going with all of this. You have heard many, many times what this is all about, how this is going to happen. But you have also heard many of us say that we do not know how this is going to happen exactly. We have certain understandings that you do not have at this point. But if you were to remember who you are, you would remember that many of you have been to this point before in very many different ways. You have moved into different systems before and been what are called the system busters. You have busted systems wide open previously. You have been at my side many times before. Many of you have. And have fought alongside with me. Yes, I have my blue sword of truth. But you, each one, have your own sword of truth. That sword of truth now is beginning to ring out. For you have closed your ears to all of those things that have been spoken of for some time now, the programming that has been going on. You have turned away from that as a collective more and more. You're finding that your sword of truth is now reaching out and bringing the answers, bringing the truth forward to all of those that have no idea that there is even a truth to be brought forward. They find themselves in their comfort zones, sitting back, letting the world revolve around them, instead of stepping forward and helping the world revolve. That is what you are here for, my friends. You are here to help the entire process. You are a part of this orchestration that has been spoken of many times. You are here to do your part, whether it is greater or smaller, it matters not. You are the ones that are making all of this happen. You are in a process now. This beginning of this year, 2017, when many of you thought you would already be up in the clouds, you would have already ascended back from the 2012 time and all the promises that were made then. But I tell you now, those promises have been and are being fulfilled. You only need to look around yourself and see the many changes that have happened. Stop looking for what hasn't happened and look at what has transpired, what has begun. And know that the end of the old 3D paradigm illusion is very near an end. You are going to begin more and more to see through the veil as the veil continues to drop very fast. Yes, as was said earlier in this conversation, we do see the lights coming on everywhere. We do see the flames ablaze again within each of you. And many more are beginning to blaze. Many more are awakening. This is the process of ascension. This is what must happen for this mass ascension to occur. It takes all of you. It takes all of us to help to bring this about. Even if you feel you have no part in this, know that is not true. Because your thoughts, your every thought becomes a thing and becomes reality. And all of those that you come in contact with around you. So if you move into a room or a situation that is more of a negative vibration, yes, you can turn around and walk away from it. Or you can go in and fight. Fight the negative vibrations. Fight the darkness that might be there. Be the warrior, the light warrior that many of you came here to be. And many of you will be called shortly to do exactly that. For Sananda is gathering the masses, gathering those to him, as well as Ashtar and Saint Germain and myself, Sanat Kumara, all of us are calling you to us. We are there by your side to finally end this battle of the dark versus the light. For it was never, ever a question in doubt that the light would win. But it took your collective consciousness, it took all of you bring this about, to make this real. And making it real, you have done. We applaud you now. We stand back and at wonder of how much you have accomplished in just a short time. For you, it is lifetimes. For us, it is just a brief moment within eternity. It is extremely important, the role that you play now, as you continue to play this out in the next weeks and months ahead. For there are going to be many changes, many shifts of consciousness that are going to occur. And much of the old is going to fall away. The old within your governments. The old within your financial system, the old within relationships, all of this is going to fall away as it needs to. For the new to be born, for the new dawn to occur, there must first be the setting sun. And the setting sun is the third dimensional paradigm. And the new dawn to appear is your new golden age. So all of my friends, my brothers, my sisters, be of good cheer now. Know that you are in the last leg of the race. Sananda is fond of saying, you are nearing the finish line. Several of you have already crossed it and are turning back, not even knowing that you have crossed it. As you cross the finish line, we are right there beside you, helping you, nudging you, sometimes even carrying you the final steps. I am Archangel Michael. All of my love, my peace, be with all of you. you continue on in this journey, knowing part of the journey is about to end and a new glorious journey is to begin. Peace and love.
God bless
you. I am Adama. And I come here briefly, unannounced, to share with you another part of this before Divine Mother gets to speak here. I am here to tell you now, those of you that don't know of who I am the High Priest of Talos. And I await now, just as all of my brothers and sisters here within the Agarthan realms, here within Talos, here within what some like to call Middle Earth. We are all here now preparing for those that shift of consciousness that is occurring on the surface of the planet. And very soon, we will be adding to that consciousness, that shift. As the vibrations continue to increase, as the frequencies rise, we can make ourselves more and more known. And we have already begun this process. Many of us have moved to the surface, unknowing by most, filtering in, infiltrating, you might say, within the surface society. We are gauging. Those that are there on the surface are gauging the consciousness shift that is occurring as the frequencies continue to rise. And they are reporting back to us what the process is, how it is going. We have begun to open the doors to our realm, to all of the surface people that are ready. It takes a vibrational increase for you to be able to match our frequencies. As you have heard before, those of us, whether above or below, are not coming down to your vibration. You are coming up to ours. This is the only way that we can come together. This is the only way that we can pull this whole ascension process together and make it all happen. As Archangel Michael has said, as Sananda has said, as many have said, we are all in this together. And we are all part of this great orchestration. We are doing our part. You are doing your part. And very soon, we will be coming together. We are looking toward that day. Many of us, if you can picture having a calendar in front of us and marking off the days. Not literally, but that is somewhat what is occurring. For we are longing, once again, to join with you, our brothers and sisters of the light. I am Adama. I love you all. Adonai.
I am Divine Mother. I fill this room with my beautiful medium clear blue energy and fill it too with my aroma of roses. For those who have eyes to hear and ears to eyes to see and ears to hear. And noses to pick that up. It is my pleasure to be with you today. I love all of you so much. And these who have spoken today have brought you up to the times with the messages necessary. I bring you my love. Many of you are in your seats. Many of you are on the phones wondering what it is that you can bring to the table. And yet it is so much that you just sitting there in all of your glory bring to the table. I want to assure you that you, as an individual, you are an important part of this puzzle. Your light and frequency shine specifically so that you know that you are needed here at this time. Archangel Michael spoke of wars and battles. That is his strength. You may wonder, what do you do in that? And as you come to your awakening, you will see that you too, not only in this life, but in other lives, multidimensional lives, past lives, have been part of the battle. This is what has bought you your ticket at the table now. And your ability to move into various circumstances, to imagine yourself as you are spreading love throughout this planet. That is a very important skill set that you are developing and have developed. This is your time. And as the other two have spoken about you, as you come to the end of this race, you may even find yourself being carried over that line, strengthened again, and then you moving back to pull others forward. These are important times for all. And I want to assure you that you are loved. You are held and you are loved every step of the way. And we are glad to be there for you. It is not that we are gods on a mountain watching you as you play about your business. That is an old paradigm thought. We are beside you. We are walking with you, working with you, fighting with you at times. We are on one side of this veil. And you are on the other, but that is thinning very much. And so you are coming to understand that you are a big part of everything that we do. This is your time, my friends, to hold fast, to open up to who you are and what you are, and be able to share that with one another over the coming weeks. We give you our blessings and our love. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. Om Mani Padme Om Ma Om Ma Om. Greetings to you.
Greetings.
This is one who serves here, yes. And we are here to share with you and to answer your questions. And Divine Mother said we do not watch you and get entertained by you, but yes, we do in some respect. So understand that we are watching and we are learning from you just as you are learning from us. So please understand that as you go through your ascension process and move through the ascension and have your own individual ascension, then it is time for us to do that as well. So we are all ascending through this process. So know that we are not here just to play with you and have a good time, although we do that. We are here to be of service, and we are here to help in any way that we can. But always know that we cannot do it for you. All of us that enter to you. We cannot do it for you. You must do it for yourself. So there are times where you need to pick yourself up and move along on your own. Yes, we will be there to lend a hand, but you need to first take the first steps. Know that as things continue on here, because Sananda will be with you in your next call, that of your Hollow Earth call we are finding here, that he is going to be here and he is going to share much more about your mission and helping you prepare and get ready for what is coming and how you are going to be a part of this whole process. So those of you that have been wondering, when is it going to be time for me? This is that time that you are coming to. You are going to be called, just as Archangel Michael has said, you are going to be called to no longer just be the light workers, but the light warriors, many of you. Not all, but many of you will be called for this. And you will be called, and it will be up to you to decide if you are ready again to be chosen. And we say again because you chose this a long time ago. And here you are now, and you are going to be given more choices as this continues on. So get ready. We have been saying for some time, get ready. Fasten your seatbelts, because the show is going to start, and you are going to be a part, a big part of this show as we go along here. You are being prepared for this. Are there questions here now? We are ready for questions. Ashira is standing by, and we are ready here. Are there questions?
I have a question. This is Dr. Wanda.
Yes.
I wanted to know if Obama is was a clone when he left office. I had heard it, and I kind of think that he is, but I just would like to know him.
We are not going to speak directly on whether he is cloned or not. We are not going to go in that direction. But we will share with you that his mission was very difficult. He came here knowing his mission would be difficult. He came here knowing that he would be, ones would be against him in many respects. And he fought through much of this. He came with many dreams to assist and help in any way that he could, and many times he was thwarted from doing so. But yet he pushed through. He played both sides, as you have heard many times, and it was very difficult. Mm-hmm. Think about it yourself. If you were in a position where you had to constantly be on both sides and play one against the other at times, how difficult that would be. But he made it through this, and he brought this to the point where, no, he was not the disclosure president, but yes, in a way he was, because much has been disclosed. You have not had the disclosure of the extraterrestrial, but you have had much in way of disclosure. Many truths have come forward. So in that respect, that became the truth, and was that prediction happened here. But now he has been the one that has prepared the way for the next one to come in and for the Republic to be brought in, which is even more important here, the new Republic. Or you can look at it as the old Republic, however you wish to look at it, but what was meant to be is going to be. And the Nisara and your financial system and all of this is going to flow along with it. We are not going to tell you the order of it, because as of this point, we do not yet know the order of this, how it will occur. Because as we have said many times, it is all based on probability. Not psychic predictions, but probability. Very scientific, if you can look at it in this respect. Much more can be given on this at another time, but Ashira, do you have anything you wish to add here?
I do not think so. You did a wonderful job. Thank you.
Very good.
Thank you.
Are there other questions here?
This is Anne, and I just want to comment to our telephone participants that someone has their mic open and they're shuffling papers and making noises, interrupting our reception of your words. So if someone is moving things about on their desk and you're not aware, your phone is open, and it's causing difficulty for the rest of us. I would say take your phone and put it someplace away from your desk if you have to do things, or figure out how to mute yourself for the betterment of the call for all of us. Thank you.
Yes, very good. Thank you for this, Ann. Somebody still needs to mute their phone.
Louder than before.
Please mute your phone, or as Ann has said, move away from your phone. Still there. Maybe we need to send a telepathic message to this one.
I think that they have actually left the conference. They left the phone on, and they're not even hearing our words. Maybe Ashtar can do something technically to disrupt their connection.
We send the call up. Ashtar, you hear?
Ashtar helps me with technical things like this.
We are ready for other questions. Are there more questions?
Yes, I have a question. Can you hear me okay?
Yes.
All right. I've just been doing some reading about group souls, and my question is the membership of Ancient Awakening, those who are in the room, on the phone, those who read the Sunday transmissions and discussions, are we all a group soul together?
Are you a group soul together? Is this what your question is?
Yeah, a membership of Ancient Awakening. Are we a group soul?
Do you wish to answer this here?
I will start with this. Many, many, many who have met through Ancient Awakenings, have come together in various ways, have found that they have had past lives together. It's not necessarily a group soul experience within this range of people, but many of you have experienced lives with one another in the past and have come together for this purpose for now.
Yes, and we would add here, please, again, someone on the phone needs to mute their phone. Please. Somebody has left the building.
Yeah.
It's very difficult to do this. There's all so much noise here. Wish we could just say poof and it would be over, but it does not quite work that way.
No, what I'm thinking is maybe they need to look into the technology that Ann has with Hollow Earth Network, and that is, you know, they have to raise their hands, and everyone's muted, and only the person who has, you know, pressed, one can speak at that time, and is the only person heard. Maybe that technology needs to be looked into.
Maybe the process that this moves to, but at this point it is not, so we go with what we have here.
I know.
We go with the flow here.
I almost might be a better idea to cut it all off.
The more so answer your question that you ask about group soul, it is important to know that those of you that have come together here, both here in person, here on the phone, all those that read the words and resonate to the words, you are all part of this great group soul. You are all part of all coming back together again. This is where the name Ancient Awakenings came from. It was not that James all of a sudden had this wonderful thought and went with it. We gave it to him. We gave him this understanding. That first it would be about awakening, helping many, many awaken to who they are. This was the original mission here. And then the ancient part was added because it was the old souls coming back together again, coming back into reunion again, brother and sister reuniting in many different ways. And this is what this is all about, is this continuing process. And as this group has continued to metamorphosize, you might say, it has taken on a larger and larger aspect with the opening of the Hollow Earth with Anne and the movement out to many, many more. This is all part of the process, all part of the orchestration here that we have been speaking of, because it is important for you, all of you, to realize that you are here for a mission. And you are moving either in your mission now, in various parts of it, and moving, though, into the greater missions that are yet to come. So that is all we can say more on this now. Are there other questions here? No further questions? And we are ready to release channel. And just to say here again that there are so many changes coming, so many things happening, much, much faster and faster. The truth is coming out in many ways, and you are going to be experiencing much of this truth coming forward as things continue to move on. And as this new president takes over more and begins to implement his new process that he brings into this, and not paying attention as much to those outside of himself, not letting those manipulate him as has been happening previously in many respects. This one is open now and free to be able to move about the cabin, you might say. That was a little joke, people. Your commercial.
We're laughing.
This one who serves, this one can joke as well, but not quite as much as the other one here, our stand-up comic here. But anyway, we are here. We are with you every step of the way. So always know that you are never alone if you do not want to be. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
I am Ashira. It is such a fun time to be with you and with all who serve you from this side. It's fun to hear the conversation that you have before the meeting with all of the little droplets that we drop into your ears to have done the conversation with us. We know that many of you find that it is tiresome to try to keep up with your Facebooks and all of the different information that is coming through in different areas and with the different websites. We know, too, that it is more of an opportunity for you to test what is true within yourself. We know that it is time for you to test that knowledge that rings true for you. Whether or not you open up any of the information that is out there any day of the week, it is totally up to you, because you are the center of the information and you know what the truth is. And likes to say that it is everyone else's opinions. Why should their opinion matter more than yours? It is just an opinion. I've heard from many today saying that the days are going faster and more full. We are happy to, when you call our names, to be with you, to hold you, to chat with you. We're glad to be here, and we are here for you. Give you our love and our blessings. Namaste.